when she was a developing embryo, I had an opportunity to see the ultrasound and recognized at that point that the placenta was a very developed organ, and it developed quicker than the size of the embryo, and that got me to think that it might be a source of cells, stem cells in particular, and that led me to explore the organ as a source of those materials.
What exactly are you able, you've done some trials already, and you've discovered some very astounding positive results in treating certain diseases. Tell me about that.
So we've advanced this technology into the clinic, and we're treating a number of autoimmune diseases and seeing very compelling results. We're able to downregulate the autoreactive response of a diseased immune system and correct things like Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis. And we find this exciting enough to continue to invest in exploring this as a potential therapeutic use of these cells.
Now, you said something like 4.5 million placentas become available every year in the United States alone, but you are able to take those placenta, which weigh quite a lot, each one, and turn that into therapy which can treat millions of people.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, what I meant to get across is that the placenta is an abundant resource. It's readily available. It can be procured or recovered under very rigorous and tight controls. Therefore, it's a good, high-quality source of material. From a single placenta, we can mass produce. We can expand those cells, manufacture those cells into huge numbers, quantities that allow us to treat hundreds of thousands to potentially millions of patients. That's an important concept, because scaling this material, scaling a product, is the only way you can have a meaningful impact in medicine.
Yet you don't come across these immunological rejection issues, do you?
That's right. I mean, the placenta is nature's perfect graft material. It's accepted between recipients and donors without having to be matched.
Now, about 12 years ago, I had my daughter, and at the time, I was surprised to learn that there was in a Rome hospital a placenta bank.
Right.
But I learned about it at the very last minute, and so I didn't have the time to make that, what it seemed at the moment, a momentous decision to whether to donate my placenta or not to this bank. Also, I would have wondered who would have benefited from my daughter's placenta. So that was sort of an ethical issue as well for me at the time. Has that changed? Are people still wary about donating their placenta?
No, again, donation is a purely altruistic activity. Families recognize that this material is going to be discarded and destroyed. And rather than have that, they donate to, in the case of a bank, a specific tissue bank, or in our case, they donate to our program, where these organs are then productized and used to treat a number of different diseases.
Can we go back a second and talk about your success rates with your trials? What exactly have you seen?
What I mentioned today is really the limit of what I can describe publicly now. We will be releasing clinical data from all of our trials sort of in the middle of 2012.
Questions regarding the ethical use of human tissue in research recently returned to the forefront of public debate with the publication of a book that brought to light the case of a line of so-called HeLa cells used for decades by scientists the world over in their research into disease, and such research eventually led to the creation of drugs and economic profit thereby for those pharmaceutical companies. So what ethical issues are at stake here?
Well, you know, this is the concept that has been debated for a number of years. It is illegal to sell tissue. So a family has the opportunity to choose to have it destroyed or to donate it for medical purposes, research or whatnot. In the case of the HeLa cells, it's a little bit difficult for one to consider that the family was in some way deprived of economic gain when there was no investment on their part in turning that product into the research tool that it had become. That's a similar concept here. The families who donate placentas for our purposes do so under fully informed consent. They're well educated about the process, and they accept that the efforts here will hopefully reduce this to a clinical tool of some type, a clinical product of some type.
Now, what do you think about the Vatican hosting this conference on stem cells? Well, I mean, what do you see as very positive about it?
Well, I think that it's important for the public at large to realize that the Vatican is a powerful, powerful advocate for science and technology. It is not interfering or impeding progress in this space. And I think that the position in supporting non-embryonic stem cells happens to be a logical one, because the tools at our disposal today don't violate anyone's personal, moral, or ethical standards. And the stem cells, which can be derived from bone marrow or from adipose tissue or from placenta, are readily available, high quality, and can meet the needs of the clinical future we're talking about.
Is that pretty much in every sector? I mean, with regeneration of all kinds of human tissue and organs?
I can speak to the therapeutic products we're developing. In that regard, the Vatican, I think, has been a very powerful and supportive ally to helping advance this technology.
Where do you go from here?
We want to get these products into the hands of clinicians, demonstrate that they're safe and effective, and then we seek approval by the regulatory world so these products can be made available to treat the masses.
Do you think in the United States there's enough public support for research into adult stem cells?
I think that there's confusion. I think that we saw today in Dr. Gomez's presentation that there's considerable confusion. There are underlying political and media agendas which sometimes distort the reality. Simply enough, I think that every scientist, every physician, every politician wants to see people have access to new breakthrough medicines that change the way diseases are treated. And this is just one new tool.
Okay, one last question. You're a Roman Catholic. Has your faith played any role in your decision to do what you do?
Just that I'm very comfortable with what we do.